Hey, if you're enjoying the Potty Slam podcast, you want to support us, check us out on patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcasts. Now into the ring we go.
Konnichiwa, listeners. You're listening to Wrestling Potty Slam Show thing. You're listening to the Potty Slam Wrestling Historical Podcast, where we talk about the locker room and beyond.
Words falling out.
Mouth. Speak no thinky first. I just cracked open an iced tea.
Nice.
What do you got, a Coke there?
Diet Coke. Light ice.
Nice. You guys did the McDonald's thing tonight?
Yeah.
Tease me. What'd you have?
I had the deluxe quarter pounder. It's the regular one, but it's got the lettuce and tomato and mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup and pickles.
I like that it's now fresh. It seems better.
Yeah, it was very good.
I had a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. I didn't want anything too crazy. I didn't want a big greasy burger.
Right.
Just because
I grilled the burger tonight.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
I think we're all in a food trance now.
Yep.
Oh boy!
What is your burger mix? What kind of burger?
It was a three meat mix that Sobey makes, my local butcher. That was brisket, round and pork. Yes, very juicy, very juicy burger.
Oh god,
very good.
What did you put on that burger?
I put pepper jack cheese, and then I'm really simple with my toppings. I don't do a lot. I do mayo.
Yep,
Duke's mayo.
Yep.
Fuck that cool, or was it Miracle
Whip? Cool Whip.
Miracle Whip. Or, what's the other one? Hellman's. I don't like any of that.
Yep.
Ooh, what so Duke's Mayo, mustard, ketchup, and pickle. That's all I do.
Simple. Nice.
No lettuce?
No lettuce, no onion. Sometimes I'll do onion.
Yeah.
If I do it, I like caramelized onion.
I was going to say, caramelize it?
Yep. But I'm too lazy. I'm not making that. Someone else does it, sure.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You?
Oh.
Josh?
My perfect burger. It's going to be a brioche bun for one, because I love that it has it's like hearty and it soaks up all the juices. And you get all that burger juice.
I did whatever off brand bun I found at the grocery store.
Oh, yep. No, man. The bun is like almost bigger than the burger for me.
Okay.
Fair enough. I have a good bun.
See, I'll go bunless sometime.
Oh, and that's better for you. But so
if you get a good romaine, you can get a good. Right, romaine around them. So we got the brioche.
Then we're gonna do a
sun's out, buns out.
That's right.
Oh yeah. The burger itself. I mean, I don't know what the mix is.
80-20 is pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that they do? You do whatever they use for Stella's.
That's probably an 80-20.
Probably 80-20. Yeah. Like real like quality.
Gotta have a little fat into it.
Like Angus burger or something.
I see Meyers, our local grocery store, now has the Impossible Burger.
I want to try that.
Yeah, she's I do too.
It's very good.
I was thinking it was gonna be way healthier. I looked at the thing, I'm like,
sodium.
Yeah, it's the exact same, really. Calories, nutritionally speaking.
Other than cholesterol.
Yeah.
That's where I think you win.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it really, if it's about the same, it's still meatless, which is gonna be
which if you have a cholesterol problem, that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
But there's going to be ketchup on this bad boy. There's going to be a mustard,
regular mustard. My wife Erin always goes for the spicy mustard.
I like spicy mustard.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put bacon.
We're
going to put a fried egg on it.
Yep.
Let's see what else. Lettuce, bread and butter pickles. And like a
slice of tomato.
No, I don't do tomato.
Avocado.
I've never had avocado on a burger.
If you mash it up.
Actually, I just started liking avocado within the past 6 months.
Oh, good for you, because that's a good, yummy.
Yeah,
it's good healthy. For you.
But I think that's it. Mayo.
Mayo.
Like real mayo, not salad dressing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Damn it.
Grilled. Or Skittle. Skillet.
Skittled.
Skittled. Skittle.
Oh, yeah. I like the red Skittles. Definitely.
Grilled or...
It's going to be skillet, actually. Skillet?
Okay.
Grilled, I find it... Most of the time, people, they char it too much on the outside.
If you know what you're... It is a delicate process. If you know what you're doing, you can...
It's got
five and five. That's my rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it does depend on how thick the burger is.
I usually do the half inch, five and five. Mm. You can even do four and four if you like it, you know, on the medium side.
Yeah. I'm not going to go medium rare on this because, you know, you really,
it starts to fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a medium on a burger.
Medium to medium rare.
Steak. Oh, yeah. Give me that medium rare. Mm-hmm. How about you, dear?
You sound like you just thrust it into that.
Yeah, well.
Thrust.
Let's see. My ultimate burger. Josh is right. There's a lot of weight that falls on the bun. I like a good onion bun.
Okay.
Or a pretzel bun.
Yes.
Pretzel buns really hold up to a good solid burger.
Once in a while, my butcher will have the pretzel buns. Mm-hmm. And then you guys swipe up like three or four bags because they don't always bring them.
Yep. So it starts with like a good bun base.
Okay.
And then a mix, I would probably say, of chuck and brisket.
Ooh.
Nice, like juicy, fatty, but not overly fatty. Right. On the grill.
Okay.
And seasoned very well. I do heavy salt. Heavy salt and pepper. Yes.
You need a lot of seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, the Stella Burger, the one we really love, they don't season it.
Really?
No.
I'm not a fan of seasoning things.
Okay.
Odd.
Won't invite you to the barbecue.
Yeah, right.
I look at natural flavor. Chicken. Natural flavoring.
I like a nice thick slab of Kojak cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then lettuce. Tomato, some pickle, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, maybe some onion straws.
That's a good. Oh.
I like some crunchy onion straws.
I'm kicking myself because I have crispy onion, fried onions.
Oh, yeah.
And fried jalapenos. I didn't put that on my burger.
Ooh, the fried jalapenos would be really good. Yes, they've been fire. Dope, yeah.
So onion rings, too. Mm. Good on
a good onion ring. Good, not too thick, but, you know,
good
onion ring. This is the burger bun. No, just kidding.
We're a historical burger podcast.
The meat patties.
From the back of house and beyond.
Slipping meat near buns.
So how we had kids.
So, Josh and me. I'm guessing a story?
Yes. Something that we've actually talked about on this show before, but it's funny because we've had multiple times, the three of us, where we've gotten together and we're saying, hey, yeah, we're gonna record, and you know, I go back and I'm like, there's these ideas like, oh shit, we've done that already, and like, we've done this so long now that you forget episodes. Well, this particular idea was something that we've talked about several times. We've brought it up in passing, but
one of those things we've danced around.
Yeah. But we've never actually covered it. And so I thought it'd be interesting to talk about the infamous WWF Brawl for All.
Woof.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is this is a very big mistake that
it's
cost so much money to this company for no reason.
Yes, I wonder what people's feelings were at the time when it was announced. Did it sound cool to your average fan?
I will get to that. I have some of the,
because looking back on it, it sounds stupid. Looking now that we can,
well, you know, yeah, there's parts of it,
dude. He just dropped a burger in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That was a double cheeseburger.
He's not even ashamed either.
No, he isn't. He's proud.
I am.
I think I'm most impressed by the fact that he just kept talking through it. Right, like, through it, like it wasn't happening.
Yeah. Do it all the day at work. Okay, so what is the Brawl for All? You might be asking if you have never looked into it. It was a tournament that was held in the WWF that lasted from June 29, 1998 to August 24th, 1998.
I wonder if this is one of those things they were like, we've struck gold. We're going to do this every year.
Mm-hmm. God, no.
I know.
It does make me miss King of the Ring.
Yeah. I thought I heard they're bringing that back.
And they bring it back, and then they leave it alone, and then they bring it.
Oh, yeah, because who was the last one?
Bad News Barrett.
Yeah, Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
I got some bad news for you. You're unemployed.
I think he's acting now. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. Now, according to John Bradshaw Layfield, JBL. Oh, fuck that guy.
Really?
I don't like him.
Wow, okay. I follow him on Twitter. He seems to have a pretty good grasp. I mean, he might be a bully, but I mean, I like him on Twitter.
I just don't like, from sheerly, I don't know anything about him as a person. I just think he's annoying. He's a terrible commentator.
Yeah, I'll agree there. He wasn't that good as a commentator.
No, I completely was like, oh, God.
But as a wrestler, but as a heel, when he faced Eddie Guerrero, woof. He was so good.
I'm not going to deny his ability to wrestle. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I don't like about him, for one, it is the commentating. I didn't care for his. Yeah,
wasn't that good a commentator.
And even though it didn't involve me, yeah, the guy is known to be kind of a dick.
If I were to pick, I don't know. I kind of sit like, if I pick and choose people based on whether they're good people, I'm not going to have anybody to look.
Yeah.
You know, to like.
Ain't that the truth?
Anyway. Never meet your heroes. You'll be sorely disappointed.
I met Andrew WK and he was really nice. That being said,
okay.
According to JBL, Vince Russo came up with the idea when Layfield wanted to create a hardcore wrestling division in the WWF, which I can get behind that idea. Vince Russo said he devised the tournament as a consequence of Bradshaw claiming he could beat anyone on the roster in a bar fight.
Hmm.
So
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost feels like a punishment, like
bar fight.
Like you think
there are no rules in a bar fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll get to rules. According to Jim Cornette, though, it was Russo's idea. Participation in the tournament was strictly voluntary. You did not have to do it.
Okay.
Now, that's what they say. And now I wonder, like, is it was like, no, you really should do this. Cause here's the deal. Throughout 1998, the WWF experienced a growth in roster size, but due to limited amount of TV time, a number of their more genuine, and I quote, tough guys were left without much to do. Wow, that sounds familiar. So as a result, the idea for a legit tough guy tournament was put together to both utilize some of these men and capitalize on the recent interest in tough man contests around the country. I get the idea.
You did have the tough man contest was getting big at the time. The Golden Gloves.
Yeah.
What year was this? 96?
97, 98.
So UFC is kind of, I'm trying to think. I think they started legitimizing their rules then too.
Sure. And it makes sense. Like you look at, I mean, this is definitely current, but like you look, we talk about like SummerSlam or these, WrestleMania. And how long are those cards now? SummerSlam is going to be 6 hours long.
Oh god.
But it's because they want to get everybody out there.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
next WrestleMania is going to be 12 fucking hours long.
It's a 2-day event.
Realistically, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sorry. There is a point to every, like there is a saturation point to anything you can possibly.
Oh, make. Yeah.
I just really wish that they maybe did a thing where they announced the
time. Wrestling shouldn't be like a buffet. I shouldn't hate myself at the end of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and especially look at WrestleMania weekend, because you have WrestleMania, then you have NXT,
which is amazing.
Yes. And and I'm not against watching it's the NXT
2 hours.
That's why. Exactly.
I'm telling you, you bring WrestleMania to
3 or 4.
3. And I'll give you the 3.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer 2, but I get it.
I can see 4 for WrestleMania only.
Can you watch 4 hours?
I could watch 4 hours if they're good matches.
If I'm with people.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
If I'm with you guys, I can do it.
Right.
3 hours.
We managed to make it through this past WrestleMania. Seven hours of it.
Can you be by yourself?
No.
No.
I would change the channel. I would either fall asleep or change the channel.
It would be on my iPad while he had something else up on TV.
Oh, yeah. I almost wish that they did a thing where they said the order of matches. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, like, okay.
They had a start time for each one of the matches. So you tune in.
There's a reason they don't do that.
Yeah.
But if we knew the card... when the matches were, you would know, like, okay, I don't care for these next two matches. I can go to the bathroom
or
whatever. But yes, that it is a problem with having a huge roster.
Yep.
And you end up having people sitting back by catering and doing nothing.
Right. I'll leave I wish I had a pen. I could write down my thought. I don't want to see.
You have an iPad in front of you.
I do. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
That's what I do.
Larry's in his 40s, so he automatically goes to pen and paper. He doesn't think about writing stuff down on that.
Where's my reading glasses? They're on your head, Dodo.
Now, Larry, were you watching at around this time?
No.
Okay.
This was probably about a year prior to me. This is 97, you said, right?
98.
So, yeah, I was watching. I would say it was more WCW at the time.
Okay.
So, this is Attitude Era, though.
Yes.
So yeah, I was taping both. I was not watching pay-per-views. Was not a thing I had access to.
Sure. Well, this
I couldn't convince my grandmother to let me see.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah, I was living with my grandmother at the time.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this part, but the rules are kind of goofy, and I mean, even the wrestlers themselves had a hard time following the rules and how these matches were to be played out, because here's the deal. Each match consisted of 3 1-minute rounds.
Okay. That makes sense.
They did wear gloves, and they were not bare knuckle boxing.
Okay.
They had 8-ounce gloves, right?
I believe so. They're not quite boxing gloves.
Yeah, because 4 would be UFC. Mm-hmm. I think 8 would be... 16 would be boxing, so I think they were 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were
kind of in between.
Just enough. You feel it.
Yeah. You can feel a 16-ounce glove.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you can't. Whichever wrestler connected with the most punches per round scored 5 points. In addition, a clean takedown scored 5 points. And a knockdown was worth 10 points.
I'm lost already. There's too many fucking points.
Okay. It gets worse.
I need someone to draw me like a graph.
It's a mixture of
boxing,
amateur wrestling with the points,
MMA,
and too. A little MMA because, yeah.
Yeah, because of the takedowns. Right, that's more wrestling.
But I meant like with point, like in wrestling, amateur wrestling, you have points for doing moves.
So. Right. If a wrestler was knocked out, decided by an 8 count rather than a 10 count, the match ended.
Okay.
If the ref called for you to release the hold and you didn't do it in a certain amount of time, you would lose 5 points. So, I mean, there's the rules.
It's trying to throw some pro wrestling in there too.
Sure.
Can you imagine trying to follow along at home and like keep track of how many points everyone has?
And mind you, these are not scripted.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are going out there with a pure idea of like, I'm going to kick their ass. You're not focused on points. You're not going to think about that. The matches were scored by ringside judges, including Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, he was still around, huh? Mm-hmm.
According to Jim Cornette, Dr. Death Steve Williams was the WWF's favorite to win the tournament. Steve Williams was a badass.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he played football.
He was an amateur wrestling champion.
Yep.
And I believe he played football as well.
And like fresh from it. This dude could get into bar fights and kick ass.
Nice.
And so naturally he was the favorite to win the tournament.
I think he was a star in Japan at the time too.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
With the company looking towards a lucrative pay-per-view match between Williams and Stone Cold, they kind of figured he was going to win. Now I'm going to get ahead of myself because I wanted to put this kind of ahead. Mm-hmm. Not only was he injured during the Brawl for All, but he effectively ended the push he was receiving in the WWE by losing. He lost. They're not going to want to push mm-hmm. somebody after they lost.
If I'm not mistaken, I know it was unscripted, but the reason they did this was to make him the star.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They just figured it was a shoo-in. Right. He'd win the whole thing.
Exactly. He was bred to be so a basically top
he
was guy.
Punished
mm-hmm.
for not winning mm-hmm. this unscripted where anything Jeez. Can happen.
Oh, it gets he was huge, especially like in Japan. He was big. And so yeah, he came over, he was gonna do this, and this he got injured, it ruined it, he was done. He didn't even get a chance. They were gonna have Williams, after winning, because he was going to win, go against Steve Austin.
Steve Williams versus Steve Williams? That's why Steve Austin couldn't take Steve Williams as his wrestling name, because Steve Williams is already wrestling.
Oh, shit. That's, I didn't even think of that.
I think I read that in Stone Cold Steve Austin's book.
Ah. Nice. When
I used to read.
Bob Holly, who was also part of this, claimed that Williams even had already been paid the $100,000 prize.
Oh, jeez.
Before his second fight against Bart Gunn.
I have no reason to not believe Bob Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I believe it. Everyone thought he was going to win. And then he went against Bart Gunn. During the fight, though, Williams sustained a hamstring injury. Made it all the way into the third round. If those of you don't know, if you have a hamstring injury, you can't move. That's like your thigh.
That's the back of your leg, mm-hmm. the back of your thigh. That's where you push off from.
Mm-hmm. You injure that, you're not going anywhere. And so Bart Gunn came in and just knocked the hell out of him. And then Bart Gunn went on to defeat Bradshaw by knockout on the August
24,
1998 episode of Raw is War to win the tournament and $75,000. Bradshaw would receive $25,000. So they actually paid out $200,000.
Jeez. So, oh, Lord.
But you didn't get to the good part yet.
Yeah. Now, The WWF's most prominent tough guys at the time, Dan Severn
mm-hmm.
and Ken Shamrock,
both UFC fighters,
had little to no impact on the tournament. Severn defeated the Godfather in the first round, mm-hmm. but then withdrew from the tournament, stating he had nothing to prove. Again, a guy who knew he could kick ass.
Well, not even knew he kicked ass. You don't. There's a reason you don't see tournaments in like UFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They only fight 3-4 times a year.
Right.
So to do this,
that's this was sprung on them. These guys are performers. They are not fighters, if that makes sense.
Totally different training.
Totally different training. Yeah. So that's why you had injuries. And speaking of injuries, along with Williams, a number of other wrestlers sustained legit injuries during the tournament. The Godfather sustained an injury. That I could not find what,
but it was an injury. Okay.
Steve Blackman and Road Warrior Hawk were unable to work in usual WWF capacities for a while after as well.
Road Warrior Hawk? I mean, he's just this big dude just who couldn't move in front mm-hmm. of you.
Exactly. Savio Vega mm-hmm. aggravated an old arm injury and would never work for the WWF again.
Wow.
Mm.
Brakus sustained injuries to his knee and shoulder that led him to retire the next year.
Wow. I don't know who Brakus is, but poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, now here's the thing that sucks. So these guys go out there and they mm-hmm. have these legit fights. They're career-ending injuries.
Wow.
The fans in attendance instantly voiced their disapproval of the tournament with chanting, boring, and we want wrestling.
Oh, well, God.
You can't.
I can see that they wanted wrestling. Mm-hmm. That's what they were there for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really. And then when you look at some of the people that were involved in the back, like Jim Cornette adamantly hates this.
Of course.
He thought it was stupid. It was mm-hmm. stupid.
Yeah.
Whereas, you look at, according to the documentary, the Attitude Era, Jim Ross stated that it was, quote, one of those ideas that looked really cool on paper. But John Bradshaw Layfield added that the execution was a bad idea. Nobody knew that Bart Gunn was actually that good.
And are you getting to his fight with Butterbean?
I sure am.
Yes.
You see, because here's the thing that sucked. Everyone thought Williams was going to win, and he didn't. Bart Gunn did. Now, instead of what do you do at this point? You have this guy who now you are in control at this point going forward of
what to do with Bart Gunn.
Yeah, you could make him a star.
You could push him
as a badass, because he was a badass.
Give him I don't know who's managing at this time, but you could give him a mouthpiece if he can't talk.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you got guys like Russo in the back who are the writers, and
make his finishing move a knockout punch or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure. It's not unbelievable.
Sure. Right. No, that of course would not happen.
No, they're gonna punish him instead.
They're gonna punish this poor guy because he won.
That was what I had always heard, that they punished him for winning.
Yep. Immediately prior to the Brawl for All, Holly as Bombastic Bob and Gunn as Bodacious Bart had been a tag team called the New Midnight Express with Jim Cornette as their manager. And as the New Midnight Express, they had won the NWA World Tag Team Championship after defeating the Headbangers on an episode of Raw. After winning the tournament, however, Bart Gunn feuded with both Bob Holly, now known as Hardcore Holly, and Steve Williams, both angry at having been beaten in the tournament. The latter masking himself and pushing Gunn off a stage. Gunn was later matched against professional boxer. Now, I mean, I say that lightly because he was kind of a... was he a boxer? Yes.
He was a professional. He got paid.
Yes. But he was also kind of a gimmick.
He was a gimmick.
Like, he was like the Blue Meanie.
You weren't going to pay to see him in the main event, but you got him as one of the earlier fights in the night.
It's like going up against Glass Joe and Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Is he a boxer? Sure.
It was like the freak. Yeah. It was like the carnival freak show.
Sure. But he was still trained. This guy is a boxer.
Yes.
And if you were to box against me, I'm going to get my ass kicked. Well, Gunn was matched against Eric Butterbean. I can't
say Esh.
Esh, yep. At WrestleMania 15 in another legitimate Brawl for All match. How long do you think he was until he was knocked out, April?
8 seconds.
That's being friendly. that's being very kind. I mean, it was 35 seconds.
It was pretty short.
It was 35 seconds was all it took.
Fucking brutal.
Yeah.
The way that he gets knocked, he falls and his neck hits the bottom rope. Oof. Yeah, it looks like there may have been whiplash. I don't know if there was or not. But after losing to Butterbean, he was fired right away. He was just, they let him go.
That was his punishment for winning the Brawl for All.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, most of the other
he probably thought, like, oh my God, I'm going to get pushed. Mm-hmm.
They should have.
Yeah. I'm going to get pushed. I'm going to get a shot at the championship. I'm going to make all this money.
Yep. Wah, wah,
wah. Messed up.
And pretty much all the participants, and I'll have a list of all the participants, but they departed the company within a year of the tournament, with the exception of Steve Blackman and The Godfather, who left in 2002, and Bob Holly in 2009.
And JBL was in it as
well. Right. So there were 16 total participants. You had Steve Blackman, Mark Marrow.
Who won? Do you have who won?
Yes, I do.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Steve Blackman and Mark Marrow. It was Mark Marrow that won.
Because I think Mark Marrow was an actual legit boxer at one point.
Mm-hmm. Mark Canterbury and JBL. JBL, of course, won by points. Of all the matches, I saw only four actually ended in knockout.
Mm. I believe it.
Most of them were point related.
Not trained how to throw punches. Mm-hmm.
Right. Next matchup was Brockus and Savio Vega. Savio Vega won that.
but he got injured.
Yep. Darren Drozdov.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The puke.
Went up against Hawk.
He's the one who got paralyzed. D'Lo Brown. Not by D'Lo Brown. He was in a match against D'Lo Brown.
Right. Oof, woof.
Yeah.
Drozdov won that match.
Wow. He's not a big guy.
Bart Gunn and Bob Holly. Of course, Bart Gunn won that. Quebecer Pierre against Steve Williams. And Steve Williams won that by TKO.
Oof.
The Godfather and Dan Severn. And that was the Godfather. Mm-hmm. Eight Ball and Scorpio.
Well, I thought you said Severn. Oh. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Yeah, the Godfather beat Severn. Yeah. Oh,
I thought Severn, because Severn withdrew, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Eight Ball and Scorpio, and it was Scorpio that won that. Godfather beat Scorpio. Gunn beat Williams, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Drozdov beat Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Bradshaw beat Marrow. Mm-hmm. And then in the semifinals, it was Bradshaw, of course, beat Drozdov, and Gunn beat the Godfather.
Wow.
Damn.
So,
damn and indeed.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you go back and you watch, actually today I was watching interviews with people that were involved with this. And it's just funny that everybody involved with this, they're like, it was just a mistake. We shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody was behind it. The fans weren't behind it. You know, it's probably something someone said and jokingly, and Vince was just like, I like that.
That's a great idea.
Let's do it. You know, but you think about how much money did they lose just on Steve Williams,
mm-hmm.
like potential money.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Damn.
Modern day Brawl for All.
Oh, fudge. Who would win it?
I'm saying Brock Lesnar. He's a legit UFC fighter.
He's a legit fighter. Mm. Yeah.
Because I don't know of anyone else who.
That's if he wanted to do it.
True.
You know, because
we're already playing fantasy here.
Yeah.
If Brock Lesnar did it, of course he would win. If he chose not to do it, and let's say he was the only one who said he wouldn't do it because of reasons.
Right.
I don't know who else there is an actual fighter.
Nakamura.
Is he an actual fighter?
I believe so.
I mean, Daniel Bryan, but I wouldn't put my money on him.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't even let him do it.
Maybe Strowman, just based on size. I feel like he would be a hard person to knock out.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Strowman versus Lesnar.
Yeah, because neither. Well,
make it happen, celebrity death match. Right?
That's the thing. Like, Brock Lesnar, he's big, but he's fast as
mm-hmm. I know. It's scary. If it were gladiator days, he'd be our king.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't like how everything's written for him, but God, you got to appreciate the fact mm-hmm. that this man is like, not many people could beat him up.
Yeah.
He's once in a lifetime athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
Guy almost made an NFL team just by sheer will. I mean, he hadn't played football since like high school.
Yep.
And almost made an NFL team.
God.
Again, imagine, because that was a Vikings.
Yeah. Was good enough to make the practice squad. Oh.
Imagine.
And that wasn't good enough for him. He's like, yeah, quit.
Just imagine if he had been a linebacker. He could have done any. Imagine Brock Lesnar as a running back.
As a lineman, he's so quick. As mm-hmm. a defensive lineman, what offensive guard is going to be able to keep up with that speed?
What defensive guard can stop him? Big guy running at you that
well, I was just only because that was the position he played. That's why I was
is that what it was?
He was okay. A defensive lineman, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be scared. If I saw Brock Lesnar and I was a quarterback, I'd just be like, running back, here, take the ball every time.
Man.
Football.
It's a sport.
It is, sure is. Go
local team.
Yep.
take the ball and put it over the line.
Put it in the make the basket.
We got anything to talk about? I think we almost wore ourselves out from last week. I mean, we're not watching, so
no. I don't have any.
I would like to see some more reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
5-star reviews would be nice.
What was the thing that you wrote down? Was that relevant to what
it was? The modern brawl for all.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Let's see. I guess I'm going to end this with guys, drink some water.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself to some water.
Mm-hmm. And a burger.
Yes.
And see, we're bringing it around.
We brought it all back around. Yep, we passed that burger. Okay, bye.
It's getting late. Have you seen my mate Smart? Tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. I wanna get a belly full of beer. My old man's drunker than a barrel full of monkeys, and my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks cute in her braces and boots and a handful of grease in her hair.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.